because we're so attached, we begin to form this like idea of longevity. We kind of like the idea of like permanence and longevity because it provides us with a sense of security. It provides us with a sense of stability, and that feels good. And so when we think about love and we think about this one person who makes us feel so whole, who makes us feel so understood, the idea of having that forever is like fucking heaven. I won't lie to you guys, I definitely procrastinated a bit this weekend in regards to recording this specific episode. For those of you who aren't aware, we have an official Instagram and Twitter account. So on Instagram, the username is @transparencycard. On Twitter, it is @tcardpodcast. This weekend, I asked you guys what you would like to hear me discuss for this week's episode, and I gave you the choice of love and romantic relationships, heartbreak, healing, and I got an overwhelming number of responses, and they were all in favor of healing and heartbreak. It's funny because when I had planned out, you know, the way I wanted this podcast to kind of go and how I would introduce separate topics, when I thought of love in particular, I wanted to give you guys a more positive and lighthearted depiction of it, because I do feel like, at least at this point in my life, I do have a fairly positive outlook on love. At least that's what I thought. But I realized that the reason I felt, for some reason, deeply uncomfortable about this topic, and I had hoped that you guys wouldn't choose it, is because the topic of heartbreak and healing isn't something that I've necessarily mastered myself. And so I didn't want to come on here and be like some sort of hypocrite and seem like I know everything about this and I have all these helpful tips and coping mechanisms for you guys, when in reality, I myself am personally dealing with heartbreak and trying to heal from it. But I think that that's what you guys expect from me. I think you guys want me to be transparent and open. And as much as I would love to give this very like whimsical perspective on heartbreak and healing, and that was what I was planning to do, I realized that this podcast is so much more than just me helping you guys. It's also me kind of helping myself, coming to terms with things, subconscious traumas and issues that I guess I've suppressed. And what I'm saying is, me getting this uncomfortable about having to talk about this means that I guess I'm going through a heartbreak myself and I am figuring out how to heal myself. And I guess I hadn't realized that until you guys wanted me to talk about it. And I was like, I don't want to do that for some reason. So today's episode is titled Breakups and Breakthroughs. We're going to be having a very, I won't even lie to you, I did not draft this episode. I'm not sure what the fuck I'm gonna say. This is really like truly off the noggin. But we're gonna talk about breakups. We're gonna talk about heartbreak. We're gonna talk about loss. We're gonna talk about grief and sadness and all of the really confusing and frustrating emotions that come with just fucking loss, the loss of love. And I'm actually really excited to talk about it with you guys. So again, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, I recommend that you do, because we're gonna have, like I said in the first episode, we're gonna have some real conversations. I want us to heal together. So yeah, leave a rating, leave a comment, Definitely follow us on Twitter and Instagram so you can suggest more topics. Keep making me uncomfortable. I fucking love it. And okay, yeah, let's get into this. Loving is hard. But choosing to love someone is harder. And I say this because while chemistry and connection are so powerful and beautiful, and quite frankly, most people consider these things to be necessary in order to determine whether we love someone or not, I think that when you choose to love someone, you're making that much more of a commitment to continue loving them. And the reason I think that choosing to love someone and making that actual decision is a lot harder than just freely and openly loving someone is because when you choose to love someone, you are not only making a commitment to stick around but for someone else, and, you know, for yourself because of the connection you have, but you're also sort of like, you're choosing to devote your time and your energy and your attention to this person because the end goal is for your love to blossom. And I think that's one of the reasons that we find breakups and heartbreak to be so fucking hard. Growing up, I believed that, and as most of us do, that love and relationships were kind of like a fairy tale. And that once you found that perfect person that was meant for you, things were just supposed to last. There would never be any disagreement. The love would just flow, and love will get you through anything as long as you care enough about that person, as long as you consistently feel this intense passion and chemistry with this person, then of course naturally you're going to stay together. You're just drawn together. It's like the stars have aligned for you and this person. I would say I was and still am somewhat of a hopeless romantic, and no, I am not ashamed of this, so mind your business. But, you know, of course, as we get older and we actually come to experience these relationships, we realize that life itself is not a fairy tale, and so it's kind of nuts to expect love to be any exception. But we still hope, you know. You come to realize that because our idea of love isn't necessarily what we think or what we expected it to be, we find ourselves disappointed when things don't work out. So for example, I used to align love with loyalty, and I believed that you're supposed to stick around for someone no matter what happens, regardless of how they treat you, regardless of whatever life circumstances are thrown your way. You're supposed to stand beside the person that you love. That is the truest and most honest way. You know, you're never supposed to leave. And, you know, as a psych major, I came to understand that my perception of love is somewhat skewed and was more so formed by a fear of abandonment, as I feel like most of us are realizing, you know, with all of these like psychology pages on Instagram and Twitter that basically tell us every single day how traumatized we are and how insecure attachment is very much a real thing that plays out in our romantic and platonic relationships. But that was my idea of love. And so I put up with a lot of things that honestly today I would not be okay with because I thought that, well, I love this person and I need to prove my love by being loyal to them regardless of what's happening, regardless of how unhappy and miserable I feel. I believe that after a certain point, right, you go through these relationships and each relationship brings something new. And that's what happened with me as well. I feel like in every relationship I've been in, whether it's platonic or romantic, to be honest, I've learned something significant. And it has helped formulate my idea of what love is today. What I've come to recognize is that love is a decision. It's a choice. I think growing up, a lot of us believe that love is just based in emotion and that it conquers all. And in the grand scheme of things, you could say that, but that's also a very utopian or ethereal sort of way of looking at things, a very romantic way of looking at things. But I think we can all agree that real relationships are composed of so much more than how you feel towards another person. Choosing love requires you to sacrifice a lot, like our egos. It requires us to be empathetic, compassionate, understanding in times when we really just want to be selfish, because humans are naturally selfish. It requires us to make difficult decisions for not only our partner's best interest, but just really the best interest of the relationship. Sometimes you have to cut off friends, right? I have my own opinions on that, but sometimes people cut off their friends. Sometimes people cut off family. Real relationships do require difficult decisions, and they do require a level of healthy communication and boundary setting and willingness to be consistent and showing up for another person in order to maintain this ideal relationship. Usually when we go into these things, we have this sort of binary understanding that yes, this person is amazing and they make me feel like I'm on cloud nine. Every time I see them or they touch me, I feel like I am floating. And that's our very kind of childlike romantic side. But then the other side, right, the more rational, practical mind, we understand that this is a commitment now. We realize that we have to make the decision of, okay, is this person worth me sacrificing certain behaviors I have, certain ways of being, certain parts of my life in order to make this relationship work? And I mean this in a healthy way. And I think that going into these relationships, we do have this understanding of that. But because we care about that person so much, because that person makes us feel so good and they feed into, the narrative we have in our mind of what love is and what it's supposed to feel like, we're willing to sacrifice for them in order to keep them. So what happens when a relationship doesn't work out? Usually when I speak to people who are dealing with a breakup or experiencing heartbreak, because you can experience heartbreak and never have been in an official relationship. But usually the narrative is, I feel like that was just a waste of time. I did so much for that person and it went to shit. It didn't work out. I had all of these hopes and aspirations for our relationship. I really saw myself settling down with this person. I sacrificed my freedom for this person. I stopped hanging out with my friends for this person. People usually make a list of all of the things they did for this other person. And it's almost as if, and usually they do say, I regret that. Like, I regret giving so much to that person. I regret showing that person so much kindness and empathy. The most common one, and one that I can relate to on a very personal level, is I regret opening up to that person and showing them sides of myself that I would not let anyone else see. And it's so intriguing to me because, again, we go into these relationships very much aware of the fact that we will at some point have to sacrifice for this person in order to make this relationship work. Yet, in the end, when things don't work out, we're left feeling heartbroken. A lot of times we feel anger, a lot of times we feel bitter, a lot of times we feel regret. We say that it was a waste of time, and we realize that, or we feel in that moment that it was a bad decision. Do you know that there's an actual term in psychology that explains why we stay in relationships for so long, especially ones that are no longer serving us? It's called the sunk cost fallacy, and it basically describes our tendency to remain in a relationship or in an agreement or just follow through on something because of the amount of time, effort, or money we put into something. So, for example, people who have been in 2 to 4 year relationships are more likely to stay with the person that they are unhappy with because they don't want to feel like that decision was a waste of time. My last relationship, and when I say my last relationship, I mean the one that actually really deeply affected me, was a few years ago. And I loved that person deeply. Like, I was very much in love with this person. We had a great relationship. He was a great guy. And when the relationship ended, I was completely broken. I had never felt so much, like, mental and physical pain in my life. I remember, like, feeling like my heart was physically broken. I made some very unhealthy decisions. I would smoke weed with people who did not give a fuck about me and hang out with them until like 3 or 4 in the morning. Every single night, I kind of like went off the rails, I guess. Hang out with these people, drive around with them in their car while we were like high as fuck. I would drink in order to sleep. I would like ask them, because one of them had like a fake ID, if he could go in and get me a few shots or whatever, a bottle of whatever, to help me sleep because I couldn't sleep on my own. If I didn't have anything to rely on, I would just cry myself to sleep or stay up until dawn. I did everything I could to distract myself from the pain of losing this person. I didn't recognize myself without him. I remember feeling like deeply betrayed and like I had been fooled. I was so mad at God for like basically like handing me like my dream relationship on a silver platter and then just taking it away when I was getting my utensils ready to dig in. I remember feeling resentful and cynical. And what's funny is that, like, when I look back on, like, how I felt about this person during that time, it's funny because most people, like, when they talk about their exes, you know, like, in the first few months when you're still healing and you're still kind of, like, dealing with the initial impact of the breakup, of the loss of this person, you know, you want to just say, oh, fuck them, like whatever, like they don't deserve me, fuck them. And that's your ego, right? Like that's your ego trying to protect you because you're wounded and you're vulnerable. You had let your guard down for someone and it didn't work out, and now you feel stupid, right? That's so normal. And it's crazy to me because instead of like feeding into that and like letting my ego kind of like take the reins and be like, oh, you know what, I never liked him that much anyway, and he was too short for me anyway, I remember just feeling like really sad because I lost someone like so fucking great. And I remember also feeling just like really grateful for the experience and grateful for the person. Like my friends would try to like shit talk him and be like, he doesn't fucking deserve you anyway, and he was ugly anyway, and all of this stuff. And I would just be like, please don't talk about him like that. He was a great person. I loved him. We shared really beautiful, amazing memories. I learned so much from this person. I grew so much as an individual because of this person. And it was rare. It was rare that I would say anything negative about him. And if I did, if I had a moment where I was like, God, like I fucking hate him, I knew it wasn't true. I knew it wasn't that I regretted our time we spent together. I knew that whatever anger or resentment I felt came from a place of loss, and it was because I loved that person and I felt hurt by them. It wasn't because I regretted anything. And so I bring up this example, and I'm talking about like relationships and how we tend to regret our decisions when we get into them. Because I think that deep down inside, you know, and I know, that when we're in that stage where we're just like, fuck them and fuck relationships and fuck love, like I'm never doing this shit again, it's ghetto. Like this shit's not for me, I'm never opening up again. We know deep down inside that that's just bullshit. We know deep down inside that we're just fucking hurt. Like, let's talk about that. Like, you opened your heart up. You allowed yourself to be vulnerable and intimate with someone. You shared, like, your deepest, darkest secrets with someone. You felt comfortable enough with another person to truly be who you are. You put your trust in someone. You put your trust in a relationship, and it didn't work out, and you're hurt. You're hurt because humans, we have this tendency to get so attached to things. We get so attached to one another. We get so attached to relationships. We get so attached to ideas. And then what happens is, because we're so attached, we begin to form this like idea of longevity. We kind of like the idea of like permanence and longevity because it provides us with a sense of security. It provides us with a sense of stability, and that feels good. And so when we think about love and we think about this one person who makes us feel so whole, who makes us feel so understood, the idea of having that forever is like fucking heaven. So of course, when shit doesn't work out, you're gonna feel all of these like raging emotions of like confusion and frustration, and you might even feel stupid, and you might regret having opened up to someone because it didn't work out. So if you're in that stage in your healing, because this is all a part of healing, right? Like this is a normal fucking stage where it's just like you feel like that person was a waste of your time. You wish you never did it. It's not the person you regret. You just wish it lasted. You wish you could have that feeling back. You're upset that it's not permanent. You're upset that your idea of what should have been, what your expectations were, didn't work out. You don't hate that person. I feel like when you really love someone, and that's how I knew I really, truly loved this person. I remember saying to myself, I don't care where he is or who he's with or anything like that. I just want him to be happy. All I want for that person is to be happy, whether it's with me or not. Like, that lesson, right, was so profound to me because I had been in a really toxic relationship before that really healthy one, right? And my idea of love was very discombobulated and, oh goodness, just like unhealthy, and honestly fucked up. I remember like just yearning for that person, but I also remember hating him. And I remember regretting everything, and I wish I had never ever even met him. And I had so much hatred in my heart for this person, so much hatred, like, and I mean genuine hate. Like, I couldn't fucking stand this person. I looked at him and I wanted to just like strangle him. I just really was so damaged and felt so much resentment towards this person. I didn't want him to be happy, and if he were to ever be happy, I would have wanted it to be with me. That was not love. But this second relationship where I experienced like immense happiness and peace, where I was actually treated with like respect and I felt understood by this person, that was when like I really grew to understand what love was, and I really grew to understand the true beauty of relationships. But it wasn't until the breakup, it wasn't until I lost this person, that I realized what true love is really composed of. And that's stripping yourself of your ego and your expectation and just being grateful for the fact that you got to experience something like that or a person like that. And like, I know that a lot of us have gone through really like toxic and unhealthy relationships, and maybe you're healing from one right now, right? And I know you're probably like, okay, well, that was a good relationship. So what if it was like a really toxic and unhealthy one, and that person just completely fucked me over and used me and lied to me and betrayed me? Like, how can I wish the best for this person? Or how can I not regret our relationship? How can I not see this relationship as a waste of my time when it brought nothing but misery? After my really unhealthy relationship, I lost all hope in love. I remember thinking like, no one's ever going to love me the way that I love them. No one's ever going to give me that respect. I fell into a really dark place because I had given my everything to someone who didn't respect it, who didn't value me, who didn't love me back purely and wholly in the way that I thought I loved them. And it broke me. It really broke me. And, you know, it was so easy to hate that person. So I get it. You know, I get what that feels like to be like, I wasted all this time like doing and doing for you and sacrificing for you. And look at how you treated me. Look at how you turned around and fucked me over. And when I think about how I was able to get through that, or how I was able to heal from that, honestly, I remember finding a lesson in the tragedy. So this person was emotionally, verbally, and sometimes physically abusive. This person was my first love. He was my first for a lot of things. And, you know, your first love is always a very interesting story, because it could either be like this amazing like fairy tale, and then it ends and you feel like completely heartbroken because you had the fairy tale and you lost it. Or it could be like something really traumatic and toxic and the complete opposite of what you wanted it to be. And then now you're kind of like traumatized And terrified of committing to someone again because your first ever experience, like being like really romantically intimate with one person, like really like was a horrible experience. And now you're hesitant to become vulnerable and intimate with someone else like that again because you're scared that someone else is going to treat you that same way and you don't want to ever be in that position again. I was able to keep going and to find hope in love again after this person by realizing that I am still who I am outside of that relationship. And that person is still who they are outside of that relationship. And that although it's so much easier for us to remember the horrible times we shared with someone, there were also really good memories that we shared, which contributed to why we made the decision to be with that person in the first place. I think a lot of the time, it's easy for us to demonize people who we perceive to have hurt us or who have hurt us. I'm not even going to say perceive. It's easy for us to demonize them because then it makes the blow a little easier. It makes the pill a little easier to swallow. You try to rationalize it like, well, that person was shitty to me, so I have the right to hate them and I have the right to regret the relationship. But in healing comes truth. And the truth is, yeah, that person may have had some dark qualities and done some horrible things, but that person, just like you and me, is a multi-dimensional being. And there were parts of that person, and you shared experiences with that person that made you love them. There were things about that person that you loved. Something about the way that person made you feel made you love them. We have to accept that with humans, we all have good and bad parts. And we all have good and bad experiences. And what really helped me like forgive this person and honestly not resent this person was seeing him as a human being and being empathetic towards him. I had to realize that we are separate beings with our own narratives of what happened between us. But there were also external factors outside of our relationship that probably contributed to why I was treated the way I was within our relationship. I had to humanize him instead of demonize him. I had to take into consideration that he had a lot of family issues going on at home that he had to cope with, and that because I was the person he was always around, I was an easy target. I was the outlet, and I took a lot of crap for his inability to healthily express or let go or relieve himself of his emotions. And I'm not justifying it. You can have empathy and not justify people's behaviors because at the end of the day, they made the decision to treat you that way. But once I began to empathize with him and see him as a human and understand that I fell in love with this person for a reason, I came to kind of detach my emotion from him and the relationship. And it made it easier to forgive him. So my question for you today is, do you regret your relationship because of things that happened within the relationship? Are you angry at that person? Or are you upset because your expectations weren't met and your idea of what a relationship should be did not come into fruition? Are you upset because you opened up to someone and they didn't stay? They didn't stick around? Are you upset because you feel like you sacrificed too much for someone who didn't deserve it? Before you tell yourself that you regret this person, you regret ever meeting them, and before you completely close your heart off to love, get to the bottom of why you feel this intense feeling of resentment and anger. Be honest with yourself. What is it that is really hurting you? Because all anger and all hatred stems from pain, right? It stems from hurt. And usually when someone hurts you and it affects you, it's because you have some sort of love for them. It always goes back to love. So we talked about resentment. We talked about regret when we're going through this very annoying cycle of heartbreak. It is completely normal to feel this way. And I think that you have the right to express yourself in whatever way you see fit, because you got hurt. And sometimes you need to punch a hole in the wall, and sometimes you need to cry yourself to sleep, but do what you need to get it out of your system. Because when you get all of that rage out of your system and you stop beating yourself up for allowing yourself to be vulnerable with another person, when you stop beating yourself up for having let your guard down, for having expectations that weren't met, you'll come to a place of like peace. You'll come to a place of hurt. Underneath all of that anger is hurt. And then you really start to grieve that person. And it's so funny because I remember when I was in that toxic relationship and I went through the stage of hating him, and yet I would still cry over him. I would still miss him. I would still miss his company, his conversation, his attention. I missed someone who hurt me deeply. And it was so frustrating and so confusing for me, because it's like, this is irrational as fuck. Like, he was a dick. Why do I miss him? Like, why am I giving this love and this attention to this person? Why is he still on my mind all the time? Why? Because that anger, it boils down to love. Regardless of whatever happened between you two, you loved that person, and you need to let yourself acknowledge that. Things are never black and white, and we keep tricking ourselves into believing that because it makes things a lot more simpler. We think that life is like this very like simple book, and we just have to turn the page and we'll be fine. You break up, okay, well, I should be over it by now. No, that's not how it works. You have to sit there with those emotions and let yourself feel it. And I think like the easiest way, or like the quickest way, in my opinion, to really like heal from the loss of a person is to let yourself feel it out. Don't trick yourself into believing that that person didn't mean anything to you in the first place. Don't let your ego try to come in and save the day and pick up the pieces that that person left behind. No. When you are truly able to be honest with yourself about how you feel about that person or how you felt about that person, you realize that you just fucking miss them. You miss someone who you spent almost every day with. You miss their company. You miss their presence. You miss talking to them. You miss holding their hand. When you get to that point, I think that's when you start to actually humanize them, to be honest, because now you're no longer thinking about the horrible things they did, and now you're reminiscing on all of the good parts of it, right? The first time they kissed you, the first time they looked at you in that way, the first time they told you they loved you. And you're gonna have moments where you're like kind of toggling between love and hatred. God, I fucking hate him, but I can't get him out of my mind. I don't know why I'm crying right now. He doesn't deserve my tears. Well, you know what? You lost someone you loved. You got let down. And you know what? That's okay. That's a very human response, to miss someone, to miss something, to grow an attachment to something and then it no longer being there, and to crave it, to reminisce. That's very human of you. Congratulations. When you get to that place where you realize that you're just sad. You just miss them. And you can accept it. You can accept that it wasn't all bad. It wasn't. It was not all bad. That person's not all bad. You love them for a reason. Do you know how much faster you will get through this? Because you're seeing the relationship now from a bit more of an objective lens. You're coming to understand that love and relationships are fleeting. And you're coming to see that that person was there to teach you something. So now once you realize that you loved this person and it didn't work out, you then begin to question why. Why did it not work out with this person that I loved so much? You know how after you and someone break up and you begin to see them in a different light, and like later down the line when you're completely healed, you're like, I don't know how I ever dated that person, or yeah, he wasn't that cute, or you know, he had this annoying thing about him that I kind of overlooked. Well, yeah, guys, I mean, we all know love is blind. But instead of looking at the superficial shit, you begin to inquire about what really happened. You see, I feel like our emotions have a way of clouding things. When you first break up with this person, it feels like your whole world is falling apart. You feel miserable without them, or you feel like you hate them. And then when you begin to feel less triggered by hearing their name, or I don't know, seeing their post on social media, and you're just kind of in that stage where you're questioning what went wrong, that's you seeking clarity after pain, after heartache, after grief, because we seek clarity, of course, to understand and to make sense of things. But what happens when you begin to understand and make sense of things? You heal because you learned something. When things begin to make sense, when we find clarity, we find peace. That's why pain is necessary. It forces you to get uncomfortable. It forces you to question not only others, but yourself too. It unveils so much. Why didn't it work out? It could be because maybe that person had a temper. It could be because that person was a little too clingy and you didn't know how to set boundaries. It could have been because maybe deep down inside you knew all along you were bored and lonely and you just wanted someone to spend time with, but you never really liked them. It could be that that person was just using you to fill the time until they found someone better. Time really does reveal a lot, and introspection and reflection really reveal a lot as well. I remember after that really terrible relationship, when I tried to find like meaning and a lesson in it, and I tried to understand why this was happening to me and why I had to go through that horrible experience, it taught me that love is never what you think it's going to be, and expectations are pointless. And I don't mean that in a cynical way. It also taught me that I should never settle for less than what I believe I deserve. I feel like we've all heard of the quote, we accept the love we think we deserve, by, I don't know who the author is, but it was in the movie Perks of Being a Wallflower. I realized after that relationship that I let so many terrible things happen, and I let him get away with so many things that I was not okay with in the name of love. But I realize now and afterwards, it wasn't that I let him do those things because I loved him. It was because of my idea of what love was. I realized after that relationship that I needed to learn how to set healthy boundaries with people, that I needed to learn how to stand up for myself and speak out when I felt abused or when I felt invalidated or misunderstood or neglected. I don't think I would have learned those lessons had I not been in a relationship with that person. And I honestly, maybe I would have learned those lessons, but it would have just been with someone else. I had to experience like an intense heartbreak and a really crappy relationship with someone I loved a lot in order to understand that just because you love someone wholly and fully and you treat people with the utmost respect and whatever the case may be, it doesn't mean that anyone owes you anything, and it doesn't mean that they're going to give that back to you tenfold. And I know that sounded kind of cynical, but wait for it. The next relationship, the really, really good one with a guy that I was really in love with, who treated me like a princess, that relationship taught me that there are people out there who will treat me with respect, who will love me fully and wholly, and who will value me, who will not invalidate me, who make it their job to listen to and understand me, who consider me, who prioritize me and my feelings, and who make it their mission to make me feel loved and cherished. There are people out there like that. My first relationship taught me not to love so blindly and aimlessly and give my love away to just about anyone. And my second relationship taught me that it's okay to believe in fairy tales again, with precaution. But it also taught me that just because things may seem, picture perfect, it doesn't mean that they're always meant to last. And so my point in all of this, and let's do like a quick recap. Right now, you may be experiencing heartbreak. You may be confused and frustrated, trying to piece the pieces of the puzzle back together, trying to make sense of where things went wrong and how they ended, trying to understand how you can love this person so deeply but also hate them at the same time, why you miss someone who fucked you over. You may be feeling like you regret opening up to someone. You may regret allowing yourself to be vulnerable and intimate with someone after a long period of not doing that. You may feel terrified to love again. Those are all very normal feelings, and you have the right to feel them. But what will help you get through this a lot faster and make the process, I guess, slightly easier are these two things. One, being brutally honest with yourself. You don't regret the relationship. You're upset that it didn't work out in the way you wanted it to. You're upset that your expectations were not met. And that's okay. That's a lesson in now learning how to be patient with people and letting them show you who they really are. That's a lesson in learning to not have expectations when going into love and instead kind of letting love happen to you. Expectations create disappointment, and of course, it's okay to have like standards and things of that nature. Of course, that's absolutely necessary. But if you already have an idea of what a relationship should be or a person should be and how they should behave, then you're not really paying attention to what's really happening. And you're going to constantly feel disappointed because that narrative is not playing out the way you want it to. So being brutally honest with yourself about how you're really feeling is so important. You don't hate that person. You don't regret that relationship. The next thing, to look for the lesson. Everything happens for a reason. When you're at a point where you still may care about them, but you understand that, again, you are too distinct individuals with your own experiences, thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and your own narratives of what transpired within the relationship, you now come to a point where you begin to question things. Question them. Question what happened. Analyze the person. Analyze yourself. You will begin to see things that you were completely blinded to while you were in that relationship. Look for the lesson. How did losing this person change you? How did having that person in your life change you? Did they inspire you to be more confident in yourself? Did they inspire you to learn how to set healthy boundaries and to speak up for yourself? Did they practice effective communication, or did they lack that skill? And is that something you now will require going forward in your future relationships? You date these people, we interact with one another and build relationships in order to take something away in the end. Say what you want, but nearly every person in your life has molded you, has helped form the person that you are today. So don't lie to yourself and say that you hate them. That might help you for a little bit. It might help ease the blow, but you know that you don't. There's no point in demonizing them, because deep down inside you still love them, and that's okay. It's okay to miss someone who's hurt you. That's okay. You should not regret opening up to someone and being vulnerable and being intimate with someone, because if you take yourself back to that present moment, it was the best thing in the fucking world, and you know it. Before you close yourself off to love again, don't. Just don't, because yeah, you're gonna be taught some fucking painful lessons, but you know what? Like I said earlier, what's on the other side of pain? Peace, clarity, healing, and growth. So don't stop fucking trying. When you close off your heart to love, you close off your mind to possibility, to opportunity, and growth. You completely shut it down and you remain stagnant and honestly boring, and no one wants to be around that, and bitter and cynical, and no one likes that. But most importantly, guys, take your time. Do what you need to do for you. Do things that make you happy. And find yourself again. You're probably gonna find a new version of yourself, because everyone kind of does after a breakup. You kind of transform into a completely different person. And I want you to fucking embrace that and explore that and do shit you never thought you could do. And try all the shit that you have been too afraid to try. And just like invest in yourself for a while. Become the person you want to be and become the person that you want to attract. And that's what you'll get. I promise. And lastly, I understand that we are all obsessed with this idea of longevity and permanence, because that feels very deeply comfortable to us as human beings. But be okay with letting go. It's easier said than done. It's not something that happens overnight. There's a practice to it, but be okay with the fact that things may not last forever. It doesn't mean it was a waste of your time, I promise. Because when you think about how you've grown and how much knowledge you've acquired because you encountered that person, because you loved that person, you allowed yourself to love and be loved by that person, it will never be a waste. It will never be a waste. And I promise you, one day, you'll find someone who fucking stays. And I can't wait for that for you. This was a very intimate setting. Like, I'm sitting here in my room and I have my fairy lights on and I'm drinking my water and I feel very cozy in my hoodie. And I won't lie to you guys, I am heartbroken myself at the moment, so I did spend the day fucking sobbing. But after the pain came this clarity, and so I decided to sit my ass down and record this episode for you guys. I'm not gonna let you guys down. You requested it, you got it. Okay, I'm annoying now. But again, thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you so much. Well, whatever platform you're listening on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, please subscribe. Please drop a rating. Please give, you know, the podcast a review. I would love to hear from you guys. Again, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Transparency Card and on Twitter at T Card Podcast for updates, special bloopers, and when we drop, you know, or when I drop extra episodes. But yeah, definitely subscribe so you know when new episodes come out, because I know I did say that Wednesdays are like the official day, but I will be dropping bonus episodes throughout the week as I get more into this, so I don't want you guys to miss out. Yeah, I just want to hear back from you guys. I want feedback. I want to know what you want to talk about, and I want to garner a discussion. So be very specific too. If there's like a specific scenario that you have, just send it to me and I'll give you advice on it. And it could help anyone else. It could resonate with anyone else. So don't be shy. Thank you all so much for listening. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.